Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavinka Vinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanas Pataanash Vinvanu Tibisi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Shanchame Mayaschame Priyanchame Nukamaschame Kamaschame Sau manasaschame padranchame shreyaschame vasyaschame yashaschame bhagaschame dravinanchame yantachame dharatachame kshemaschame dhritishchame vishwanchame mahaschame samvichame jnatranchame suschame prasuschame siranchame Layascha maritancha me mritancha me yakshmancha me namayacha me jivatuscha me dirghayutvancha me namitrancha me payancha me sugancha me shayanancha me sushacha me sudinancha me. Om namo bhagavate rudraya. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Astu Tanvane Bahupyam Utate Namaha Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Pabhuvate Tanuhu Shivashara Vyaya Tavatayano Rudra Mridya Yate Rudra Shivatanura Ghora Papakashini Tayanas tanuvashantamaya girishanta pichakashihi Yamishun girishanta haste vibharshastave Shivangiritratam kurumahi gumsif purushan jagat Shivena vachasa twa girisha chavadamasi Yatanas sarva midjagata yakshmagum sumana asata Atyavo chadati vakta prathamo daivyo pishaka Ahigasya sarva anjam payan sarva asjaya tutanyaha Asauyas tamro aruna utapapru sumangalaha Ye che magum rudra apito dikshushvita sahasrasho vaishagum he dahimahe Asauyo vasarpati nilakrivo vilohitaha Utainam gopa adrishan madrishan udahariyaha Utainam vishwa bhutani sadrisho mridayatinaha Namo astu nilakrivaya sahasrakshaya mirdhushe Ato ye asya sattvano hante pyo karannamaha Pramuncha dhanvanastva mupayorar niyorjyam Yascha te hasta ishava paratha bhagavo vapa Avatatya dhanustva gum sahasraksha shate shude Nishirya shalyanam mukashivo nasumana pava Vijyantanukha pardino vishalyo banavagam utha Aneshan nasyeshava apurasya nishangatihi Yate he tirmi dushtamahaste bhavuvate tanuhu Tayasman vishwatas tvamayakshmaya paripuja Namaste astvayudhaya natataya drishnave Upapyam utate namo bahupyam tavatanvane Parite tanvano heti rasman vranaktu vishwataha Atho ya ishudistavare asmannite hitam Namaste astu bhagavan vishveshwaraya mahadevaya trayambakaya tripurandakaya trikalagni kalaya kalagni rudraya nilakantaya mrityunjayaya sarveshwaraya sadashivaya shriman mahadevaya namaha Namo Hiranyabhahave Senanye Dishancha Pataye Namo Namo Vrikshebhyo Harikeshebhyah Pashunam Pataye Namo Namaste
a speech.
It's all right, I want to see how you did. Here, why don't you repeat after me? Let's start from Namo.
Where?
From the top of Namo. Namo Hiranyabhava.
Yeah.
Repeat after me. Namo Hiranyabhava Senanye Dashanjapataye Namo. Namo Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishanjapataye Namo. Namo Vrikshepyo Harikeshebhya Pashunam.
Namo Vrikshepyo
Harikeshebhya Pashunam. Pashunam Pataye Namo. Namasaspinjaraya Tvashimate. Pashunam pataye namo namasaspinjaraya tvashimate. Tvashimate patinam pataye namo namo pablushaya vibhyadinennanam. Tvashimate patinam pataye namo namo pablushaya vibhyadinennanam. Vivyadinennanam pataye namo namo harikeshayo pavitine pushtanam.
Vivyadinennanam
Vivyadinennanam
pataye namo namo
harikeshayo pavitine pushtanam. Okay, go like this. Vivyadinennanam pataye namo namo. Vivyatinennanam pataye namo namo harikeshayo pavitine pushtanam pataye namo harikeshayo pavitine pushtanam pataye namo 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 bhavasya hetya jagatam pataye namo namo
namo namo
bhavasya hetya jagatam pataye namo 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 rudraya tata vine kshetranam pataye namo namas.
Namo
namo rudraya tata vine kshetranam pataye namo namas. Namo namas sutaya hantyaya vananam pataye namo namo. Namo namas sutaya hantyaya vananam pataye namo namo. Namo namo rohitaya stapataye vrikshanam pataye namo namo.
Namo namo
rohitaya stapataye vrikshanam pataye namo namo. Okay, that's where we left off. Let's just from the top go slowly down to that place. Am I getting too low? Can you do it at this? It's a little low. Let me get up a little. Namo 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 hiranya namo hiranya bahave senanye dish give me a pitch. Can you give me a pitch, Uma? Just give me a pitch. Namo. Let's go. Namo, namo, Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishan. Start again. Namo, Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishan Chapataye Namo, namo, Vrikshe Pyo Harikeshe Pyo Pashunam Pataye Namo, namasaspinjaraya Tvashimate Patinam Pataye Namo, namo, Bablushaya Vivyadinennanam Pataye Namo, namo, Harikeshayo Pavitine Pushtanam Pataye Namo Namo Pavasya Hetyai Jagatam Pataye Namo Namo Rudraya Tata Vine Kshetranam Pataye Namo Namasutaya Hanchaya Vananam Pataye Namo Namo Rohitaya Stapataye Vrikshanam Pataye Namo Namo. That's where we left off. You have to work with Boggy Shananda's tape. Repeat one more time after me. Namo namo Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishan Chapataye Namo namo. Namo Hiranyabhave Senanye Dishancha Pataye Namo 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 Vrikshepyo Harikeshepya Pashunam Pataye Namo Namas Namo Namo Vrikshepyo Harikeshepya Pashunam Pataye Namo Namas Namo namasaspinjaraya twashimate patinam pataye namo 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 namasaspinjaraya twashimate patinam pataye namo 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 bablushaya vivyadinennanam pataye namo 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 bablushaya vivyadinennanam pataye namo 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 Harikeshayo Pavitine Pushtanam Pataye Namo 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 Harikeshayo Pavitine Pushtanam Pataye Namo 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 Bhavasya Hetyay Jagatam Pataye Namo 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 Bhavasya Hetyay Jagatam Pataye Namo 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 Rudraya tatha vinekshetranam pataye namo namas Namo namo Rudraya tatha vinekshetranam pataye namo namas Namo namas Sutaya hantyaya vananam pataye namo 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 namas Sutaya hantyaya vananam pataye namo 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 Rohitaya stapataye vrikshanam pataye namo 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 Rohitaya stapataye vrikshanam pataye namo namo Now, this is where we are starting, okay? So repeat after me. Matrine. So, namaha, namo, so repeat after me. Namo, mantrine.
Namo
Mantrine Vanijaya
Vanijaya
Kakshanam
Kakshanam
Pataye Namo
Pataye Namo
So, Namo Mantrine Vanijaya Kakshanam Pataye Namo 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 Mantrine Vanijaya Kakshanam Pataye Namo Namo Bhuvantaye, Bhuvantaye, Parivaskritaya, Parivaskritaya Aushadhinam. So it's, I broke the sandhi here just to make it easier to start with. The first word is Parivaskritaya in the Veda. Parivaskritaya, then Aushadhinam. Actually, it might be Aushadhi.
Medicine.
I think, Aushadhi. Yeah, because Aushadhi is the plant, Aushadhi is the medicine, so Aushadhi. So Aushadhi, let me just make sure. Both are words. One means the plant, but the other is the medicinal herb.
This is Aushadhi, A-U.
Okay, Aushadhi. Okay. See, the Sunday could be either way, right? For Sanskrit people. A plus O or A plus Au is Au. That's why I wanted to just double check. So Aushadhi is the medicinal herb. Okay, so say Parivaskrita. Just say Parivaskrita.
Parivaskrita.
Yaushadhinam.
Yaushadhinam.
So Parivaskrita Yaushadhinam.
Parivaskrita Yaushadhinam.
Ta Yaushadhinam. Yaushadhinam.
Yaushadhinam. Yaushadhinam.
Yaushadhinam. Parivaskrita Yaushadhinam.
Parivaskrita Yaushadhinam.
Dhinam. So if I were to break the sandhi, it would be, we'll break all of the sandhi, but just to make sure that this is clear. Parivaskritaya is the dative. And then the next word is aushadhinam, which is the genitive plural. So these two are going to send you together with that at that yao part. So it goes, Parivaskrita yaushadhinam.
Parivaskrita yaushadhinam.
Parivaskrita yaushadhinam. Vari vaskrita yaushatina.
Vari vaskrita yaushatina.
Pataye namo nama.
Pataye namo nama.
Uchayar. I try not to aspirate on this double cha like I usually do. Uchayar. Uchayar. Uchayar.
Uchayar.
You have a pause because of the double cha. You're going to have a like a uchayar. Yeah. Uchayar. Uchayar.
That's a sound also?
Yes, it is. It's going to be uchayhi. Uchayhi. Then goshaya. Uchayar. Goshaya.
Uchayar. Goshaya.
Krandayate.
Krandayate.
Uchayar. Goshaya. Krandayate.
Uchayar. Goshaya.
Uchayar. So you can go like this. Uchayar. So you don't feel any air. Uchayar. Goshaya. Krandayate. Goshaya. Krandayate. Uchayar. Goshaya. Krandayate. Krandayate. Uchayar. There's going to be a pause because of the double chat. Uchayar. Goshaya. Krandayate. Okay? We'll break the sandhi in a minute, but one more time. Uchayar goshaya krandayate.
Uchayar goshaya krandayate.
An aspirate crowd. Kiki is the only one here that doesn't have to work on this aspirate, non-aspirate. The rest of us have to continually work on it because we tend to aspirate. The hard, for us, the hard consonants, ka, we normally aspirate. You know, the first and second, we naturally aspirate. And so you have to really consciously not do that, especially for first and second letters. Then the fourth letter is like ga and ja. Because those are aspirate soft consonants, unless you think low and let it really resonate in the voice box, the aspiration will pull it up so that a ga sounds like a ka. It's very easy for the fourth letter to sound like the second, so it requires a lot of consciousness.
And why can't Kiki do that?
Because she was trained. She's a natural.
The same phenomenon with the T sounds as well.
T's are hard consonant. The first and second letter. So ka, ka, cha, cha. And then ka, ka, cha, cha, ta, 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 pa, pa. Those are the hard letters. Hard consonants. We tend to aspirate all of those. Okay. Swami Vagishananda also does well. Yeah. Swami Vagishananda and Kiki.
It's hard to believe he's not Indian, you know, listening to this.
He's not an Indian. No, he's Western. That's why Swamiji, I heard Swamiji on a class. Mm-hmm. This teacher once, he said, he tells people to study with Vagishananda. He sends Westerners and Indians to study with him, just so that you can know a Westerner can do this. Yeah. He says, you know, because he does. He does it beautifully.
Yeah.
Swamiji said, you know, really sometimes except his only criticism of Swami Vagishananda is that sometimes he nasalizes more than Swamiji likes. Mm. But that's a kind of a preference. But in terms of the pronunciation, it's really very beautiful. It's beautiful. And so we can do it. Requires practice, consciousness. Okay. So let's go back to the uchayar. Uchayar koshaya krandayate.
Uchayar koshaya krandayate.
Patinam.
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 Remember when you've got a double, it really just makes a pause. Patinam.
Patinam.
Pataye namo namaha.
Pataye namo namaha.
Krishna vitaya.
Krishna vitaya.
Tavate.
Tavate.
Sattvanam.
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 Pataye namaha.
Pataye namaha.
Okay. Let's break the sandhi and translate. So, namaha mantrine. Mantrine comes from mantra, mantrin, And mantra ne is in the dative, right? Because namas governs the dative. Namaha governs the dative. So mantra ne is the one who has the mantras. So the Lord has the mantras. The mantras are actually considered the secrets, the one who has the secrets. But the mantras, like the Upanishads, everything in the Upanishad is also considered as a secret, like a secret knowledge. So that's just some of the etymology of mantra, that which is held secret. So, but the mantras, all in all of the Vedas, what we're chanting here, each one of these is a mantra, right? All of these mantras are in the hands of the Lord. In the hands, the Bhagavan has all of the secrets. That's all of the mantras. Secrets also can extend to, like, for instance, a mantra in government is one who, right, is kind of
the minister.
The minister who can hold all of the secrets, you know, of the government. Like that, yeah. And so, but here we're really referring to the Lord, who holds all of the secrets, but also holds all of the mantras as the secrets in the Upanishads and in the Vedas. The one, because it's one from who is Sarvajna, who is all knowledge, from whom all of the Vedas come. So the one who holds, who has all of the mantras, mantra names.
Well, why do I have a reaction against the word secret? It's, I feel very, very reactive about it.
It's a problem for Westerners, I think.
Is it?
No,
I think so. Secret knowledge, yes.
I love it.
I
think for many Westerners, it sounds mystical.
It's like for the elite few get to have the knowledge, and then it's a secret for the rest of us.
Well, you're one of the elite, Ed.
Well, goody.
You know, the mantras in the Upanishads are really, were never meant to be just taught to the public. They're meant to be taught to mumukshus who seek out a teacher and ask for this knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know? So these are just meant, this teaching is meant for mumukshus, not for other people. It's not table talk. Mm-hmm. You can probably feel yourself, like say if you're, say you're at a party and sort of a party, you know, and somebody's kind of asking you about the Upanishads, and then there's all this kind of debate and table talk going on, and you just don't feel like participating because it's too sacred. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a teaching tradition, and it's considered to be something that is passed from guru to sisha. You know, and even like sometimes people, I don't participate in these things because I don't feel comfortable personally, but a lot of times there are like, what do you call it, panel discussions where there'll be a Vedantin and a Buddhist and this person, you know, and a Sufi and this person, and just kind of a panel. It's not meant to be an argument exactly, it's just meant to be like a panel discussion of what these, it's not even something to criticize or not criticize, but I personally am not comfortable being part of a panel discussion in terms of a knowledge that I feel is something between guru and sisha.
Yeah.
There should be some shuddha there.
Yeah.
Not that I mean, we do teach it. I mean, Swamiji and everybody teaches it into big thousands of people and all of that. But then the heart has to be, well, and Swamiji once told me this. He was teaching, forget what the text was, in Bombay at that time, it was Bombay. He was teaching to, there must have been like 5,000 to 10,000 people there. It was like a sea. A sea of people that were coming to hear him do a yajna, like an 8-10 day yajna. And it was just a sea of people. And then what he said was, I teach to the few mumukshus that are there in the front that I can see.
Oh, I'd always go to the front.
Because he can see them, and they're there for that teaching. And that's what draws it out, something like that he was saying, you know. And it wasn't to make light of others, it wasn't that at all, but that teaching takes place between teacher and student, so there has to be a student there, you know, and the student is a mumukshu. The student is a person who's just kind of listening in a critical way, like say you have a person there listening that's thinking, you know, brother. You know, this person doesn't know what he or she is talking about, or, you know, they're just from a totally different tradition, just doesn't draw that type of pramana out. So you need a student there. And so there's, I mean, that's, I'm kind of awkwardly saying this, but it's just something that's sacred, that's all.
Thank you. So,
that's the best I can do with that one.
No, that's good.
Okay. So, but so listen, so think of the mantras as those, you know, Upanishad Vakyas that as a pramana reveal this knowledge. So the next thing it says is Vani Jaya, for the one who is born and manifests through the words, means through the words of the Vedas, through the words of the Upanishad. So the Lord holds all of the mantras, so salutations to the one who is holding the mantras, and to the one who is revealed in the mantras. So the Lord Rudra holds all of the mantras, is the one, right, who has all of the mantras, and who is revealed by the words in the mantras.
That's also David.
Yeah. It's Ja means to be born of the Vani, the words. This is really beautiful. So salutations to the Lord who has the mantras, and to the Lord who is Vani Jaya, who is born of the mantras, means revealed by the words. And then Kaksha Nam Pataye Namaha, salutations to the Pati, to the Lord of the Kaksha. Kaksha means all the secret places, all of the things that are unknown. So when Swamiji in his commentary, you can take the Kaksha means the self itself is unknown in terms of the Advaita, you know, in terms of the Mahavakya. But he says also, all of the things in your mind, mm-hmm. all of the things in the unconscious, mm-hmm. all of the things that you feel, all of the things that you think, all of your aspirations, everything that is there in the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, those are all known to Bhagavan. There are no, for Bhagavan, there are no secrets. He's the Lord of all the secrets, right? The one who's the Lord of all the secrets knows all of the secrets. He also knows all of the secret places. So one secret place for us as jivas is the unconscious, which Swamiji knows now, right? So for the unconscious, which is unconscious to you, it's not unconscious to Bhagavan. So all of the secret places that exist in the creation, those secret places he is the Lord of. And all of the secret things, like one of the greatest, secrets is the Mahavakya. That truth is one of the greatest secrets because the knowledge is the nature of the seeker, right? So the sought is the seeker. So what greater hiding place is there than that?
Yeah.
When you...
You'll never find it.
Yeah. The very one who is searching is the one to be found. Yeah. It's not even that the one is in the self, is in the one who is searching. The one who is searching is the Atma, you know? Yeah. I mean, with the Maya Upadhi.
One little quick question. This, if you're conscious, what do we know about the unconscious? I mean, we that's a complete out of bounds.
We work to bring the unconscious into consciousness, but when it's unconscious, it's unconscious, and then it's being projected out, and you have all kinds of problems there.
So it's influences, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
More than we would like. Okay. Does everybody see this? So, Namo Mantrine Vani Jaya Kaksha Nam Patiye, the one who is the Lord of the Kaksha. So, Kaksha Nam is in the genitive plural. Then, Namo Bhuvantaye. That's from Bhuvanti. Bhuvanti. Are you on there, Kristen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I just heard.
Also, you went on hold for a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just heard a bubble there. No problem. Okay. So nice to have her there. Okay, Bhuvantaye, Dative, Namo Bhuvantaye. It means, there's a couple of ways to take this. It means Bhuvantanoti. That can be taken as the one who protects the earth, but tan also means to spread over, to spread out, like to spread out a ritual. And so it can be taken to the one who makes the earth grow and prosper, you know. And in the commentary, let's go to the next one, then I can tie these things together. We need three things here. So Bhuvantiye, let's say the one who protects or makes the earth lush or makes the earth grow.
Which word is that?
Bhuvantiye in the Veda. Then it says, Vadi Vaskrataya. See the Sandhi? Vadi Vaskrataya, then Aushadi Nam Patiye. Now, a Vadivas is means worshipping, one who is worshipping. So Vadivas Krita, the one who worships. Worshipping is done by whom? That's Vadivas. Vadivas means the one who abides in those who are worshipping. Means in the bhaktas. The one who is there abiding in the bhaktas, in the devotees. That va makes it a tadita. It means instead of just the devotees, the ones for who are worshiping, who are serving the Lord. When you do the va, you make the then it's the one who is abiding in, the ones who are the bhaktas, serving the Lord. And then Oshadi Nam Patiye, the one who is the Lord of all of the plants and medicinal herbs. So in the commentary, he says something like this in the commentary. The Lord is Bhuvantaye, is the one who makes the earth lush, provides all of the food, all of the herbs, all of the medicinal herbs, you know, which then support the bhaktas. So he tries to bring it all together like that. So you can take the one who makes the earth abound, become lush, and the one who is the Lord of all of the medicinal herbs, and the one who abides in the devotees.
Okay. Can I ask a question about Bhuvantaye? That's a short U, not a long U.
Yeah, for Bhuvam. Bhuvantaye. Bhuvam.
Bhuvam.
Bhuvam. Yeah. Bhuvam Tanoti. This is in Swamiji's thing. It's also in the Sanskrit. He starts out saying Bhuvam Tanoti, the one who spreads the earth. You can take it as the one who protects the earth, which is how Swamiji took it. Yeah. Everybody see? Mm-hmm. Bhuvantiye, then Varivaskritaya, Aushadinam Patiye, so Aushadinam is in Janakapur Patiye. Then Namaha, Namaha, Uchayar. Uchayar means loud. Very loud, Uchaya, Goshaya, the one for whom the sound is very loud. They're using it in terms like in a battle, for instance, there can be roars. People can make roaring sounds in a battle, or they can cry out to the Lord with loud sound, evoking the presence of the Lord. So it says, The one who is there in the loud sound, Uchar Goshaya, Akrandayate. I think Akrandayate means the one who causes pain to the enemies, the one who destroys the enemies. One who makes enemies weak. Weep. And also, in the Bhasha, it's one who makes enemies weep, but what that means is Nishiti, the one who destroys the enemies.
Okay. And Swamiji says destroy.
Yeah, but it means one who makes the enemies weep. Weak. That's the idea, the one who destroys the enemies.
So could we
your
see
enemies,
it like...
Your papas.
Yeah.
One who destroys your papas are the obstructions that get in the way, in your way.
Can he really help like that?
Yes. I think so. Pati Nam Patiye Namaha, salutations to the Lord of the foot soldiers. So they're using the image, you know, of a battlefield, right, where there's loud, people are making loud roars, and then the enemies are being made to weep, and then there's a lot of foot soldiers. So they're seeing all of that as the Lord. So the Lord of the foot soldiers.
Can be our good things?
I think so. Then Krishna Vitaya, see that? Namaha. Mm-hmm. Krishna Vitaya, the one who pervades everything. Krishna is all. Krishna Vitaya, the one who pervades all, and in the Bhasha, as the Adhishtana, you know, Satya Mitya, the Adhishtana, the very truth of everything, the one who pervades everything as the Adhishtana. is Kritsnaya. And at the same time, so you see the Lord is the Adhishtana, means the truth of everything. And Davate, at the same time, the one who is running, Davate, is in the genitive, in the dative again, from Davat, run. The one who is one who pervades everything and the one who is running. So it's in a way, it's a kind of a paradox, but the idea is the Lord pervades and is the truth of everything, but as the Lord is always running to the aid of the devotees. But sometimes the Lord is often portrayed as somebody who, at the call of the devotee, the one who immediately gets up and runs to save the devotee.
That verse we just heard? When Shiva's in bed and jumps up out of bed?
That's what Swamiji writes about that in his commentary.
Oh,
yeah. Cite the verse.
Could it also be like sort of contrasting the Adhishtana to the Maya or whatnot?
Absolutely, because within the Maya, if the devotee calls out for help, then the Lord in some form will run to the aid of the devotee.
But also
so that's not going to be with the Maya.
The CEO
body.
Of Maya.
But also that the Maya is moving. Also the Adhishtana isn't moving. The Maya.
You could take it like that, because that which is always, he's always moving within the creation. But when they use this Davat, so often it's been used to portray the Lord as running to the aid of the devotee. So just in that, that's just a common way to take it. And that's how Swamiji and the Bhasha takes it. So. Then, Satvanam Patiye, the one who is the Lord of the good people, means the Dharmis. Satva, Sat means existence, truth, satyam, but it also means the good. So, a Sat Purusha, you heard that? Sat Purusha means a dharmi, a person who is good, a good person. So here, Satvanam Patiye, the one who is the Lord of the dharmis, of the devotees, is still the one, still implied there, the one who runs to the aid of the devotees, whose very being pervades the whole self of the whole creation. But then within Maya, the dharmis, the devotees, just remember this Vadi Vaskritaya Krataya, the one who abides in the hearts of the devotees. The Lord is always there to protect and help the devotees when they cry out.
Right, that comes from the word sattvic, right?
There has to be a relationship between the sat and sattva. We'll have to look and see what that relation... No, it's a good question. I'm just not positive of that. It should. I don't know how that word sattva is formed and how it relates to this.
It's good enough for me to explain
that. Sattvanam, Pateye Namaha. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Let's try to chant it. This is the last of this Anuvaka, then we'll start a new Anuvaka. Okay. So, what I do with this, now that I have Swamiji's new translation, he had an older one, this is much better, his new one that you all have. Before I teach this class, I read the Sanskrit Bhasha, but I see that Swamiji is using that Bhasha, right? And then I read what he says, I read it several times, and I go back and read, because it's a real, I would say, for a Westerner anyway, and to be able to chant Rudram all the while visualizing and understanding what you're chanting, like we automatically do in English. We automatically do that, you don't even think about it. But to be able to really see what you're chanting, it's like a siddhi. It's something you have to work for. It it's just not an automatic thing that you gain. You have to work for it, you have to study it, and say it over and over again as you visualize the meaning, just like you automatically do in English. So I've studied Rudram in this way many, many times. And I'm still, have to be attentive when I'm chanting to be able to see the meaning as naturally as I see in English.
You chant so quickly, does the meaning keep up with the quick chanting?
Yeah, it does if you practice that. But see, just think of this. In English, no matter how fast you talk, the meaning is there, right? But it takes a while to get that type of fluency, embodied fluency, in Sanskrit. And when you're chanting, it's an added plus to have that understanding. Many pundits and, you know, pujaris, they don't know what they're chanting. It's common for them not to know what they're, because they're not fluent in Sanskrit. So they know how to do the chant, they know how to do it properly, and that also is auspicious. It's not that it's not auspicious, it has its grace, but it's another level to be able to actually chant it, you know, and see the meaning. It's more absorbing because you get the vision. This Rudram is considered an Upanishad. It really gives the vision of Ishwara, you know, but to really reap the results of that, that grace of that, it's, you need to know the meaning. So you have to study.
In the Bhashya, you read...
If you're interested in getting that kind of...
The Bhashya you read is Shankar's?
No, I don't know. It's just the common Bhashya that we use. It's not Shankar's Bhashya. I forget the name of it. Okay. So let's try to chant this. Hi, Raina. Can you hear me? Good. Okay. Okay, here we go. Namo, 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 mantrine vanijaya kakshanam. Namo, mantrine vanijaya kakshanam. Namo, mantrine.
Namo, mantrine.
Namo, 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 mantrine. Namo, mantrine. Namo, mantrine.
Namo mantrine
vanijaya kakshanam,
vanijaya kakshanam,
vanijaya kakshanam,
vanijaya kakshanam.
Namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam,
namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam,
vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Namo namo puvantaye.
Namo namo bhuvantaye.
Namo namo bhuvantaye.
Namo namo bhuvantaye.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam pataye namo nama.
Varivaskrataya aushadhinam pataye namo nama.
Pataye namo nama.
Pataye namo nama.
Namo namo puvantaye varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Namo namo puvantaye varivaskrataya aushadhinam.
Pataye namo nama.
Pataye namo nama.
Nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate.
Nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate.
Namo nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate.
Namo nama uchai ghoshaya krandayate.
Patinam pataye namo.
Patinam pataye namo.
Watch the aspiration. Patinam patinam
patinam
pataye namo.
Pataye namo.
Patinam pataye namo.
Patinam pataye namo.
Namo nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate patinam pataye namo.
Namo
uchair Namo namah. We'll start there. Namo namah uchaya koshaya krandayate pantinam padaye namo namah. So, namo namah krishnavitaya. Namo namah krishnavitaya. Namo namah krishnavitaya. Namo namah krishnavitaya. Namo namah krishnavitaya tavate.
Namo namah krishnavitaya tavate.
Tavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Tavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Dhavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Dhavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Namakritsnavitaya dhavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Namakritsnavitaya dhavate sattvanam pataye namaha.
Go back to mantra and we'll just go through this and then take a break. Namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Namo mantrine vanijaya kakshanam pataye namo.
Namo namo puvantaye varivaskrataya shadhinam pataye namo.
Namo namo
puvantaye varivaskrataya shadhinam pataye namo. Namo nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate pattinam pataye namo nama.
Namo nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate pattinam pataye namo nama.
Let's try that again. Repeat after me. Namo nama uchair ghoshaya krandayate pattinam pataye namo nama.
Namo namah uchair koshaya krandayate pattinam pataye namo namah.
Namo namah krishnavitaya dhavate sattvanam pataye namah.
Namo namah krishnavitaya dhavate sattvanam pataye namah.
Om. Take a break.